Hello, welcome to English Waves. This is Anoush Babayan, your host on What Place for Women, my chronicle dedicated to empowering women wherever they are and whatever they choose to do. For several episodes now, I have been zooming in on the beautiful and often challenging topics of relationships. These last few times, I have invited you to explore our relationship with our children and showing you how I enhance mine. On the basis of the unconditional love I mentioned last time, in this episode, I want to look at our role as guides to our children. These involve a number of activities. Showing them the way. As guides, more than as teachers. Yes, parents have experienced many more situations and have learned quite a few lessons in their lives already, which they are able to pass on to their children. That said, let's remember that our children are beings in their own right, not clones of us. Therefore, what we have to offer as pure teachers may not fit and might turn out to be insufficient for them to flourish as the adults they are meant to become. This is why parents are often not the best people to help their children directly, because limited through just being different. I have heard a lot of parents saying to me, "Well, I did not want my daughter to study Russian at school because it's not a language I know and I would not have been able to help her with her homework." But what if Russian were her daughter's passion? Should she negate it to fit in with her parents' limits? As a side note, my father encouraged me to learn Russian at school when I was only 10. Russian was not one of the 8 languages he spoke. My parents could not help me with my homework, and yet I was top of the class. I want to add here that I have an average IQ. Back to my point. In a lot of cases, the best parents are those who allow their children to find the person who will be able to best help them. It also means you accept to let go of your total power as a parent, which takes us back to last week's episode when I mentioned the fact that our children do not belong to us. We then become our children's closest ally in trust and freedom. In that way, parents are the solution finders for their children. And as our children grow older, the exercise turns into co-creation, where the child is also proposing solutions. Inviting them to take responsibility. The idea is for children to take charge of what is within their reach at each stage of their development. A small child can be invited to express herself in words as best she can, instead of crying or jumping up and down. Around the ages of 4 or 5, we can ask our children to keep their toys in their bedroom. When the child is 6, or often before, he will enjoy helping with laying the table or doing the washing up. They guide us in a way. This is why observing and listening are key. Our children provide us with indicators as to how ready they are to take the next step. Empowering them. As they take on more and more responsibility, so they become empowered. Through practicing life and realizing they can actually achieve a number of things, they become confident. I have a story to illustrate my point. My youngest child, Hubert, who was 14 at the time, had asked me for 5 euros that he needed for school. I gave him the money and then forgot all about it. 2 days later, Hubert walked into my office with his head down, telling me he had used the money to buy sweets. I looked up at him peacefully and said, "Well, you're going to have to think of a way of making 5 euros, aren't you? Meaning, I am not going to give you another 5 euros, or shout at you, or punish you and make you feel bad." The next day, he had found a solution and made 20 euros cleaning up a neighbour's garden. You will find references and a bibliography to continue your exploration on the English Waves website, englishwaves.fr. I hope this episode has inspired you. Join us next week for How to Find Ways Out of Conflicts. A woman's place is in empowering her children. Thank you for listening, and join us again soon on English Waves.